If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
Welcome to Phoning It In, the improvised phone-in show. My name is Dave Coffey. The usual phone lines are open, so get calling. We're going to kick things off this week with our topic of the week. This week we're talking about demonic patrons, devils who will grant favors to people in exchange for their souls. Grieflar is on the line. Grieflar, you claim to be one such patron. Can you tell me a little bit about your work, what you do?
Yeah, so I'm a pharmacist, Dave.
Oh, you're a pharmacist?
I'm a pharmacist, yeah.
But you're some kind of demonic pharmacist?
I prescribe, you know, demonic pleasures to people.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So what kind of pleasures would that be?
So, you know, just love. If they are in love, I make the other people fall in love with them.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, all they have to do is give me some liquids from them.
From themselves or from the other person?
Yeah, from them and the other person.
Okay.
But they must be ill. That is the most important thing. That is the one criteria of my service.
Because you're a pharmacist?
Because I'm a pharmacist.
Okay, yes.
I have to make my potions. I'm a very special pharmacist. You
yes.
have to understand
Oh, absolutely.
This.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have to...
You said liquids. What kinds of liquids?
I'm talking piss, semen, okay. blood.
Oh, anything.
Not...
Okay.
Anything that can roll down the skin.
If excrement
sweat.
Was kind of loose...
Oh, please. Absolutely.
Amazing. Okay.
Don't tempt me, Dave.
So you're selling these love potions effectively.
Yeah.
What do people have to pay?
It's really, honestly, it's a love of mine. It's an art. So
okay.
All I need from them is their liquids.
Yeah.
And then I sell other, you know, cures for diseases as well. It's kind of like a side business. This is twofold.
Yeah.
I'm an entrepreneur. Yeah. And in that, you know, I create cures for people so that they're, you know, living their best lives. And then I deal with... There are other things, that more philosophical things like love and money and sex and just everything that someone could crave. I work that out for them.
So you don't charge people their souls. You're not taking souls for the service.
I'm not taking souls, but I just don't think anyone's getting into heaven after this. Do you
right.
know what I mean?
That does seem ambiguous, like as though maybe you are taking souls, but you don't admit it on the radio.
I think everything has a cost.
Yeah,
there's no such thing as something is free. Like that's just wishy-washy bullshit.
No,
sorry
I agree.
For swearing.
Listen. Hey, I'm a capitalist here.
Are
so,
you? Oh my god. one and the same. Huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
One and the same.
I have to say, Grieflar, you've got a lovely phone voice.
Thank you.
I guess there's this misunderstanding with demons that they're going to sound kind of gnarled and grisly, but you've got a lovely voice.
Oh, thank you. No, I also do sex calls. So,
oh,
yes.
I guess that's kind of tied to what you do.
Absolutely. Yeah. You see, most of the time, now I'm a little insider secret, most of the time it is men who are looking for me to fall in love with them.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this after the calls?
After the calls. So, right. You know, you need to generate your own business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just that's a business 101.
Now, I'm confused, though, because if it's you doing the spell, will it work on you? Like, do you have to give your own liquids?
Yeah, I mean, it is a bit difficult. I have to remain sick all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I have to give my own liquids, and I have many lovers.
Right, okay. So it does work on you.
It does work on
okay.
me.
Okay. And how do you remain sick?
Oh, I just lick the ground constantly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lick puddles, train station bathrooms.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No.
So
disgusting.
Any just kind of disgusting surfaces.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And honestly, I just store up the liquids. I just like, once I lick the ground, I vomit, I seal it up. I have a separate fridge for those liquids.
For your liquids.
You need a separate fridge.
Oh, yeah, you
got to.
You got to have a separate fridge.
Absolutely.
With the amount of business you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, stay on the line, Grieflar. Julie's on the line. Julie, you sold your soul for something and now you're having seller's remorse.
Yeah, I'm absolutely devastated, really, with the service that I got from G Money as she signed her invoice.
G Money,
if you can believe that.
She's some kind of rapper, or
I think she likes to think that she is. Right. I don't know what just be going on down in McCabe's pharmacy. I went in. That's my local pharmacy, Dave.
Yeah, I didn't realise all this was happening in pharmacies. Interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, she's down there all the time. She probably has more than one on the go. I went down and I was sick. I was heartbroken, Dave.
Okay.
I marched up to the counter and I said, what could you suggest for a broken heart? Next minute, she was pulling the curtain close on that little passport photo booth thing. Yeah. There was smoke and all coming out from behind the curtain, asking me to piss into a jar and cry into
a little bottle. Were you behind the curtain?
I was in the end.
Okay, but initially when there was smoke or whatever?
I saw that when I walked in. Next minute, I was being dragged behind the curtain.
To do what?
To give her liquids. And I didn't know what she was talking about. I thought they were going to put me on a bit of, you know, like a little 15 milligram or something.
Bit of pep. Who broke your heart?
Me fella, he's gone.
What's his name?
Tom.
What happened?
He answered the call and I'm not
is
saying
he a priest?
That. Yeah. It's all very weird, Dave. He's in the seminary now and I'd be lying if I said I didn't see it coming, but...
You thought he might be becoming a priest?
Yeah, but I also thought that I had the power to change him, you know?
Yeah.
But he was doling out the sacrament
That's
every
the
night.
That's the mistake a lot of people make, isn't it?
You know? Yeah. Oh, it was shocking.
Ah, no, I feel for you. And so this potion, it didn't work?
It didn't work.
Right.
And now I'm...
You're still heartbroken, are you?
I'm so beyond heartbroken. Mm. 6 grand in the hole now.
Six grand?
Yeah, and I can't go down to McCabe's anymore. They barred me.
They barred you?
Yeah. Can you believe that? She's still down there wearing a witch's hat every day of the week.
Now, was this spell supposed to win him back or just ease your sorrow?
I wanted it to do a bit of both.
Mm.
G Money told me that it would have an effect on him instantly and that he'd leave the seminary and come back. And it's been 4 months, Dave.
4 months.
I'm left on red. I haven't even gotten a text off.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, look, let's bring in G-Money, the demon pharmacist you were dealing with. G-Money, how you doing?
How's it going?
What do you say to this? Because Julie hasn't seen much action from the potion you sold her.
Well, now here's the thing. She signed a contract.
Yes.
And what I said to her, I said, read the contract. You happy with it? No, yeah. It wasn't blood, but all the terms and conditions were there.
Blood contract, yeah.
There was no timeline on that contract when he was going to text her back or whatever he's going to do.
Okay.
So
this is a work in progress, is what you're saying.
This is the thing. 4 months is nothing in a lifetime, you know.
It's nothing when you think of it that way, Julie. I mean,
when
we get a lifetime.
You're heartbroken, Dave. Like, I'm awake all the time, crying, pining. I'm exhausted.
But I also did offer you now a few night nurses. The night
oh, that would help
sleep,
with the,
you know,
yeah.
And then you weren't interested in that. And that's
no,
when you kicked
a drinker.
That's when you kicked up the force of me to buy it from the pharmacy. So, you know.
Can you, how long, G-Money, should she wait before she sees some results, I suppose?
Well, it could be in the next 300 years.
300 years?
I don't have that kind of time.
Well, again,
she's mortal. Julie, are you mortal?
As far as I know, Dave.
and Tom probably is as well.
I didn't know that.
Well,
you know,
the pharmacist, you should ask these things.
Well, these are the things. Now, I'm a businessman as well. You know, I'm trying to, I do my pharmacy. It's not just, you know, drugs I sell. You know, I've the Nivea hampers out the front, you know.
Oh,
I want to
yeah.
make money as well.
And of course.
The Maybelline counter. We're trying to make money as well as, you know, help
well,
people.
Well, I mean, it's in your name.
Exactly. So it's the same with this, you know. If I said to everyone, you know, oh, well, in five months, you know, it'll text you back. Well, then, sure, everyone would be in and... Actually, that might be good.
That would be good if you could make it work.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I think I've.
But can you make
I
it work?
Think I've like, what?
Why is this taking 300 years if you can get results in 5 months?
Well, now I'm just a middleman in this business. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So we have to remember now, I am just a vessel for a demon. Okay.
Oh, you're not a demon yourself.
No. So
wait, are you working with Grieflower?
Well, Grieflower, we would have studied together. You know, we both went to Trinity.
Trinity. Okay. Yeah.
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 So.
What do you study, by the way, for this?
Well, pharmaceuticals is what we initially did. But, I mean, then accidentally what happened, you know, you've society, you've drama sock, you know, all these kind of things. And there was one called Demon Sock. So me
Demon
and Grafla here, We Is that your name?
Have I been pronouncing it wrong, Grieflower?
No, that's perfect, Dave.
Oh, sorry.
I'm actually
Gimani's just embarrassed because their name is also Grieflower. And that's why
the G stands for.
Can you pronounce it differently?
Grieflower. Well, sorry, it's a, you know,
a regional thing?
Yeah, they're mocking me.
Yeah,
they're
mocking me. Not from Dublin originally. So we joined this demon sock anyway.
Yeah.
I thought it might be a bit of a laugh, you know, play a bit cards against humanity or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Next thing you know, I've had a few drinks and we're cutting our wrists and pouring the blood into a big pot. And
for
next
what?
Thing I know, well, this is the thing. So we are vessels for these demons.
Right, okay.
So middle management, basically, if you think, right, the CEO is Satan himself, right?
Okay,
he's
yes.
the big man up
yeah,
at the top.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have, you know, probably Lucifer. He's like another one and
I thought Lucifer and Satan were the same thing.
A lot of people think that, you know, but that actually
that's,
second
he's
cousin.
A lesser, okay.
Yeah, yeah,
right,
yeah. He'd be more like, you know, he'd be more like
Beelzebub.
John Hamm.
Oh,
you know,
sorry.
In Mad Men, you know, he'd be like a really good kind of, you know, for the firm.
I know, like, you know, like a Don Draper.
A Don Draper, yeah. So, but of course we'd be like,
would, yeah.
we'd be more like, what's the little shit? Who
Peace.
We'd be Pete. We'd be Pete,
yeah.
And then, sorry, Matt, I'm forgetting your name here.
Julie.
So she'd
Rude.
Be like, look, I'm sorry, I should remember because we had to bar after the night nonsense.
There's a picture of me up behind there too, you should know.
I know, I should know. You know, it was very, very upsetting for everyone involved.
And Grieflower, are you a demon then, or are you human?
I just don't like to label myself,
right,
really,
okay.
Dave.
It's just a name, I thought, you're an entrepreneur. Yeah.
I'm a sex call worker, you know, I'm a multitude.
Yeah. So you do like to label yourself, but like many different things.
But I get okay. Yeah. No. If you really had to pin me in the corner, I'm a demon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, you weren't directly involved in Julie's case, and I know you are. You know, you're friends with G Money, so maybe you can't be impartial on this. But I want to hear your opinion. Do you think Julie's gotten a bum deal here? $6,000 and her soul, and she's not going to see results. Well, who knows when?
Well, it's I think everyone's kind of a little bit wrong here, you know.
Well, I don't think I am.
Oh, Dave, you really need to take responsibility sometimes.
What did I do?
If you don't know what you did, I can't tell you. But perhaps, you know, perhaps with a little bit of your liquids, I can fix you.
Okay, so you think I'm sick?
I think you're sick.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, this whole situation, G Money should have asked if Julie was immortal or not.
I think
I can't find me birth cert, so I don't even know. I mean, Ma's dead, so she probably had it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's,
I mean, if
so
she's
hard.
Dead, maybe that's an indication that you might be mortal. Unless
I
your father
I don't
is
want to assume anyone.
Immortal.
No, you can't assume
mortality, you know, in this day and age.
Have you ever, I don't know, tried to like, I don't know, jump off a cliff and see if you're okay or...
Like, yeah, and no. You know, like those mad nights out that
accidents
you do.
Happen, yeah.
Leaving certain holiday,
look,
all of that.
You're not dead yet, so...
No, I'm not dead yet. Now,
okay.
I'm pretty broken up sometimes, but none of that pain was as bad as what I feel today.
The problem is that even if you are somehow immortal... It seems unlikely that Tom is. You know, what are the chances?
Yeah, although he does have some very peculiar ideas. That's what brought him to the priesthood in the first place.
Oh,
he probably could live forever. I don't even know, Dave.
Yeah,
could I put up with that? Probably not. If they could just let me back into McCabe's, maybe there's a tonic or something I could get.
Is there G Money?
Well...
Could she throw more money at her problem?
I suppose now, if you behave yourself, it's a conversation we could have. You know, we do have various potions. You know, if you're willing to give a liquid of some kind.
Or, alternative, go to Grieflower. Because she does it too. No, I'm sorry to take lose your business here, G-Money, but could you get access to his fluids?
Do you know what? I probably could.
How?
When he hands out the altar wine.
Yeah.
Maybe I could stroke that or something, put it in a little bottle and then I could meet you at McCabe's. Or where do you work out of?
It's my own pharmacy, actually, my own one that I run. What you need to do in this situation is, you need to say to him, blood of Christ, not today, not today. Blood of Tom. So he puts his blood into the little chalice.
Yeah.
You take the chalice, you give me his blood. Then he falls in love with you.
I mean, all over again. Yeah, I'm just trying to think, is there a simpler way to get his fluids?
Spit into the wine.
You know,
it would have to be a fair amount now. But
yeah, I don't. No one's going to backwash that much into the
blood's
the
better.
Blood.
That's what I always say.
And I
blood's
do actually
better.
Feel a bit queasy any time I go into the church now. Ever since G Money had our way.
Well, I suppose now your soul is slowly seeping out your body.
And I'm not welcome in the church anymore.
Well, that's it. And you might start to feel that you might be burning a little bit when you go in there. And
your skin is very dry.
At some stage, you will just fully go on fire if you're not careful. So,
but maybe you could get something for that, like, I don't know, a Caniston or...
the combi pack.
Yeah, or calamine lotion or something.
Yeah, maybe.
If it's burning.
Bit of nappy cream.
I'm just trying to think, if you broke into the seminary, you know, they might have communal toilets there. Maybe you block one of them, wait for them to come in, urinate.
That's very saucy. That's all very saucy, that is.
Saucy? I don't think
so. Wait for him in the toilets. Have a slash. Maybe I could put it in a Ziploc bag or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or make
or
him sick.
I was just going to say, poison him.
The mad thing is, I can't believe they've let him stay in the seminary. We have six kids.
Okay. He's just given them up, has he?
Yeah. And now I'm down so much money. Can't get into the chemist. Mm. The kids need plasters.
Well, his blood runs through them kids then now. If I hadn't known that.
Oh,
you know, so
brilliant.
And to be honest, if you wanted to sacrifice one of them, that's probably the most powerful thing you could do now for Satan.
Oh.
I'd say he'd get involved personally if it was a sacrificial element to it.
That sounds great, Julie, because you got six kids. I mean, if anything, that's probably...
Too many.
I'm constantly trying to lose them.
Yeah.
I was actually going to put one of them up on adverts there the other day. He's teething.
Okay, well, look, great. It sounds like we have a solution. Julie, you're going to sacrifice one of your kids. You'll have the blood, Tom's blood, by genetics. Yeah, that sounds great.
Well, I am happy with that. And then if you could just let me back into McCabe's and give me a few bob back.
I'll have a conversation now with Luke.
Yeah, have your conversation.
Your soul is forfeit though, correct?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Right,
I'm actually fine with that.
Great, guys. I'm so happy to come to a happy conclusion there. Thank you all for phoning it in. I'm going to move on to some other calls now. Baxter is on the line. Baxter, you were sold some dodgy commemorative plates.
Yeah, that's right, Dave.
What's that about?
Basically, I saw an advertisement in the Northside People, and it was about commemorative plates for different times in Irish history.
Oh, lovely,
That had been found in a semi-detached house in Edenmore.
Okay, so these were old plates.
These are old plates.
What kind of things were they celebrating?
The establishment of the cardboard carton of milk.
Oh, the first cardboard carton of milk.
Yeah, you know the way people were absolutely crazy for the glass bottles of milk?
Oh, yeah.
And then the green lesbians were fucking going crazy when cardboard came in.
The green lesbians?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
They were fighting for, nature.
Okay.
Yeah. Vegans, people that eat plants and stuff.
Because cardboard was bad? Or
no, cardboard is great because it's recycled.
Oh, okay.
Tetra Pak.
Yeah. Yes. Glass is bad.
Glass is bad. I mean, you can use it, but a lot of energy goes into forging those bottles.
Right, yeah. I do miss the old milk bottles, though.
Yeah,
it was nice.
They
dropped in your door. And
yeah,
sometimes the magpies would peck at the lids, though. That was frustrating.
Yeah.
Was it magpie? Yeah.
Any birds.
Yeah.
Sometimes even people.
Yeah, or they'd steal them off your doorstep. So that
would
happen
steal.
As well.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've gone completely off. What happened with these plates?
So I saw this advertisement for these commemorative plates that have been found in this old deer's attic. And I wanted them. I felt entitled to it. I have a vast collection. I've been collecting all over the world. I've only been living in Ireland a couple of years, and I thought, I want these. And I went up to the house, and they refused my entry. And I said, I'm here about the plates. I'd like to add to my collection. I'm willing to pay more than the going rate.
That's fair.
And I was eventually allowed in and was outbid.
Oh.
Yeah. By this beast of a woman living nearby who knew the old dear, Edna, who had passed away.
Right.
This crazy neighbor claimed that Edna had left them to her.
Okay.
In her will.
Right.
And I am here to contest that. I want the plates, Dave.
Okay, well, hang on, I'm confused, because we said at the start that you were sold some dodgy commemorative plates. So was that a separate? Did they give you some runner-up plates or something?
They gave me some runner-up plates. That's okay. Exactly right.
And why do you think they were dodgy? Was it the things they were commemorating seemed a bit off?
Yeah.
Or it wasn't as interesting.
It wasn't as interesting.
The arrival of the Tetra cardboard box.
Yes, that's what I was after. I was after genuine pieces of Dublin history.
Right, okay, so what do these other ones commemorate?
Pokemon.
Oh, they're Pokemon plates?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they could be worth the bobber too.
I've already looked into it, Dave. They're not worth it.
Okay, who have you got there on the plates?
I have Charizard, Pikachu, obviously.
I mean,
Mewtwo. Actually, he's kind of rare and cool. I probably will keep that. Then Bulbasaur. Don't like him.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, some good Pokemon there, but you're not interested. You want these...
I want them gone. I paid far too much money for them, and I
and
feel
who was,
like...
who is it that got them? Who was the woman that got them?
The woman who got them, her name is Aoife, and I just didn't like her tone.
Right. Well, Aoife has been listening. She doesn't like your tone very much.
How's it going, Dave? How are you?
Aoife, you got the plates. They were left to you in the will.
They were left to me in the will. And then somehow, through no fault of my own, they were then put up for auction. So I actually ended up having to, I had to outbid her. I had to somehow, so I had to remortgage my house.
Right.
As you know, these are very, very rare, these plates.
Yeah, because the things they're commemorating, I haven't even heard of. Some
of them. The Tetra Pak.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, it's such a significant moment in history, you know?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Up there with, you know, Michael Collins and, you know...
Is there a Michael Collins one?
Oh, but they're bloody 10 a penny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What other ones is there in the collection?
In the collection, so there's also the time that they changed the doors on the ILAC Centre in 1991.
Oh, I think I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and they tried to have automatic doors put in,
yeah,
and it just didn't
chaos.
Work. People did
not understand them.
They did not understand how they worked.
Yeah.
So they
I remember Henry Street was backed up for miles.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
People running into walls.
They just shut Moore Street down.
Yeah, yeah.
For 4 days because of it.
Yeah, and they commemorated that the day.
So the doors being taken out, and then the doors,
being put back in.
So that's plates there already.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, just such a monumental occasion. So, like I said, I've had to remortgage my house just so I could outbid her. So I'm actually bringing a civil case against her.
A civil case?
Why? Because I'm being very civil about it.
Yeah.
But what? I could have petrol bombed her house, Dave.
How have you been wronged in this exchange?
I've had to remortgage my house.
Yeah,
I've
but
had
that's
to pay.
Not...
They were left for me. I was entitled to them.
Edna, that's not...
Who was the one wiping the shite from her arse the last few months that she was alive? I'm sorry.
Hang on now.
Someone had to change your nappies for her.
We don't need to...
And it was me.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, let's keep it clean. But so, Baxter's not to blame for you having to bid for these plates, surely?
Because of Baxter, okay?
Mm.
I had to do that. I went in. There was an auction put on. I said, no, excuse me. These were left to me. And they said, look, to be honest, I don't think anyone's going to want these.
Mm.
I said, I beg to differ. I think there will be. They said, look, let's just see how it goes in the day. If no one wants them, they're yours.
Okay. Oh, and then Baxter did
them. Who in their right mind? And I didn't realise that they put it up online on the internet.
Mm.
So I really just think Baxter should have minded their own business.
Mm. Do you have remorse now, Baxter? Because Aoife would have obviously got the plates if you hadn't stuck your oar in.
Well, no, Dave. I mean, I am passionate about commemorative plates.
Oh, yeah.
I love the ILEC Center. I want that plate. I want the Tetra Pak plate. I want the plate that commemorates the day the guy slipped and hit his head off the
yes.
ice.
Yeah, that's
I
a big
want
one.
The Gay Byrne commemorative plate. I want them all.
Yeah. And you're countersuing, is that right? You're countersuing Aoife?
I'm countersuing. We're in the throes of it now.
Right.
I am quickly running out of money.
What's your claim?
My claim is shut the heck up.
Okay, yeah. How's that going down in the court?
Not well, because I couldn't afford an attorney and had to ask my local librarian.
Okay, how are they getting on?
Not great. She's an old dear herself. I don't think it's going to go anywhere, but I just want to fight my case because Aoife was so goddamn rude to me. And when I get passionate about a project, Dave, I need to follow it through to the end. And, you know,
that's
fair
commendable.
Is fair.
Aoife, you do sound kind of rude.
Listen, Baxter has commemorative plates coming out of their ears.
Yeah.
Okay? So I
but not the ones I they
know,
want.
But listen, I mean, this thing of just collecting plates. You have to leave some plates for the rest of us.
Well,
you know what I mean? Coming over here, taking our plates.
Well, hang on. What's that supposed
no,
to mean?
Sorry,
coming
sorry,
over here.
You know?
You're saying, because Baxter's, are you American or Canadian?
I'm American, but my grandparents were Irish. That's why I'm back.
Right. So you're Irish, really?
Through and through. I have green blood, yeah.
So Aoife, saying this, coming over here, taking our plates, come on.
No,
Baxter's as Irish as Gabriel Byrne.
I know, and just but this thing of Baxter saying that you know their grandparents built the ILAC Center, you know, and that's why they
is that true, Baxter?
Yes, my grandfather wasn't involved in the structure of the ILAC Center.
That's incredible,
and also the IMAX that used
can
to
I just say your grandfather was a patriot to this country.
Thank you so much, Dave. He has his own plate, and Aoife actually still has it.
I'm proud to have you on the show. Aoife, I think you should take a long, hard look at yourself here.
No, I'm contesting that because I have been in every library in Dublin trying to find any records of Baxter's grandparents building the ILAC Centre. And I couldn't find a thing. And I think the whole thing is just a ruse just to get me to give the plates. But poor Edna.
What do you say to that, Baxter? No evidence?
I say, I'll see you in court.
Okay, well, you're going to have to thrash it out in court, and we're not going to get to the bottom of it here. I wish you luck, Baxter. I hope you get those plates.
Thank
Sounds
you.
Like you deserve
Thank
them. Aoife, not so much. Thanks for calling in. As I'm sure you know, Phoning It In is just one of the many excellent podcasts on the Head Stuff Podcast Network. Here's a little teaser for another one you should definitely check out.
The World According to Wikipedia is a podcast that dons an old-fashioned diving suit to take a deep dive into the depths of Wikipedia with your intrepid hosts, Rebecca and Fanula.
Each episode, we will talk to someone from the Wikimedia community, exploring topics such as harnessing the viral meme potential of Wikipedia articles, why librarians are Wikipedia's biggest fans, how Wikimedians created the largest photography competition in the world ever, and why do some Wikimedians love soft toys so much?
Subscribe on your podcatcher of choice and follow us on Twitter at world_Wikipedia.
If you like this show, please support it. The best way you can do that is by leaving a review for us on iTunes, posting about us on social media, or just telling some friends about the show. If you can afford it, you can also support the show financially through Headstuff Plus. For a small monthly fee, you'll get access to a heap of bonus content from every single show on the Headstuff Network. That includes new hilarious bonus episodes of this show, which are released every other week. If you can afford it, head on over to Headstuff Plus and sign up today. My guest joining me in the studio today, I'm very excited, is Loretta, one of the biggest stars of pop music in recent history, who says she's ready to quit music to pursue her true calling as a bounty hunter. Loretta, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I am so thrilled to have you here. I can't speak. I'm so nervous.
Oh. That is so sweet.
Oh my God. Fanboy over here. I'm such a fan of your music. Before we get into this thing about you changing career, I want to talk a little bit about your meteoric rise to fame? Because your route into pop music was kind of unusual, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I came out of the womb and the doctor was like, that voice, that cry,
oh, really?
That needs
as early
to be
as that?
Yeah, wow. No, at birth, yeah, at yeah. birth, and you know, it's my wail as a baby coming out. That's got 40 million views on YouTube.
Oh, because they were filming it and they recorded
yeah,
the sound.
They recorded it. Wow. Yeah, it's just I was an
and that's been remixed
hit.
By Kanye.
By
it's
Kanye
been
by Celine Dion. Celine. Ever heard of her?
Yeah, I didn't even know she was into remixing because yeah. she's such a great vocalist herself. But
I
then
know.
She, you know. Excellence recognizes excellence.
Apparently.
That's a saying, yeah. isn't it?
You've said it, and now I've heard
it.
It is
now.
It's a saying.
I've coined it.
You've coined it.
So look, obviously you went from strength to strength there as a baby and then a toddler. You had a whole album, a series of albums of nursery rhymes.
My school, my dance school.
Your dance school.
Yeah,
you've obviously starred in movies with Brad Pitt. Angelina Jolie, you famously came between them, causing.
I know. Yeah.
You and Angelina had your affair, and that was what it was. Well, no, let's talk about that because you were in a movie together, and sparks flew. What happened?
Listen. When there's chemistry and you know sometimes in Hollywood things that happen on the screen they're happening in real life
yeah,
too
and this was a film about chemistry
yeah
you
it
were
was,
both
it was,
playing
we were
chemists
both scientists
yeah sexy yeah, scientists
sexy scientists well it was actually meant to be really really boring scientists that
okay.
was the premise of the movie actually because
right.
I wanted to play against character
oh very clever
but you know it just happened
you guys are so goddamn sexy and cool
that's biology, how it turns out. Physics, chemistry, it all happened on screen. You know, actually, people watch that before they do the Leaving Cert, before the science exams.
Oh, okay, because there's so much info kind of woven into the script.
Yeah,
fascinating.
Absolutely.
I mean, I do think it's a good way to get young boys in particular to study chemistry is, you know.
Yeah, we need
a couple
more men
of hotties in there.
We need more men in science.
More men in science. Less women. Maybe.
There's
maybe.
Too many.
If it's
you know?
It's either or.
More women celebrity pop stars.
Yeah.
More men in science. I just want equality.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. Couldn't agree with you more. So now you're putting all that behind you. You're becoming a bounty hunter. How did this come about?
Well, you know, I just never had the opportunity to choose my path because my path was chosen for me.
Yes, because of your amazing talent.
And yeah, I mean, it's just, I obviously have enough money. I have lots of money, but I don't get the danger of earning it. You know, it's all just been there constantly. And
well, you've had a few stalkers, famously.
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean,
a few assassination attempts.
Yeah. Oh, stop. I just, you know, it's I guess that's what it's like just being a girl.
Yeah.
Just being a girl.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
You just have men trying to kill you all the time.
All the time. Oh
no,
my
it's
God.
Terrible.
Classic.
Terrible stuff.
Yeah.
But so obviously you got a sense of the danger. You got a bit of that thrill from being a pop star and now you want more. You want to be a bounty hunter.
I want to be a bounty hunter. I want to pursue the scariest of all. I want to pursue all these criminals. Yeah. I want to kill them.
Oh, this is a kind of dead or not even dead or alive, just wanted
dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was.
I want to see if I really am above the law.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I want to see. Will they try?
This isn't legal, strictly speaking.
Well, I think it is for me. I think this is legal for me.
Know
I think
what
if
you
I
mean.
Murder. You see, and I will be making those choices myself. So the bounties will be bounties that I choose.
Yeah.
Sometimes someone who's wronged me, someone who said a funny comment online.
Okay,
that I
so
didn't
you're
like.
Gonna hunt down and kill trolls, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
And you think legally that'll be okay?
I'm excited to find out.
All right. Yeah. I mean. You are a celebrity, so I mean, you're kind of.
I'm beloved. I'm
beloved.
The nation, the world's sweetheart.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I just want to see how far I can push those boundaries. You know, I am 18 years old now, and this is what you know, becoming an adult is to me.
Yeah.
I just want to try all of life's experiences.
Great.
And murder is one I haven't tried yet.
Amazing. Well, look, very excited for you.
Thank you.
Someone who isn't as excited as your former manager. Amy Stake is on the line. And she, I guess, wants to make a plea for you to return to pop music. Amy.
Yes, thank you for having me on, Dave. I'm, as you can imagine, very disheartened at this turn up in the books. I just didn't see this happening for Loretta. I didn't see it happening for me. I'm hemorrhaging money. Mm. You are out of contract. You are out of order. And I,
oh, you think that Loretta shouldn't be allowed to do this?
Yeah, that's right. That is correct. I don't think you should be aided. But in like this
she's
line
been
of work.
She's been working with you since she was a toddler, even younger. You know, you've made a few quid off her. Why should she's 18 now? Why shouldn't she, you know, take a step back, maybe not permanently, to just try something different?
Dave, she's
murdering people.
She's going after children from the Loretta fan club.
Yeah, well, you know, if they're stalking her or threatening her or even just saying mean things about her, should they be allowed to get away with that?
Well, no, they shouldn't. But some of them are six-year-old children with nothing better to do.
Yeah.
All of the trolley comments are all misspelled.
Yeah, but she hasn't killed a six-year-old yet.
Not yet, thank God. Our
Not
legal
yet.
Team are still on it. But I mean, Loretta, this is crazy. I mean, you should
is it specifically kids you're going after, Loretta?
No, it's, you know, it's a bit of everyone, okay? And let me just say, Amy, quote marks, mom. Okay, mom.
Oh, I didn't realize Amy was your mother.
Yeah, she's my mother. She's been my manager since birth.
Okay.
And, you know, she's just upset because, yeah, I'm going after kids, but she's also on the list.
Right.
That's
okay,
what she's
so
upset about.
She's been saying this for years.
So
Dave.
you're on the bounty list. You're on the hit list.
Apparently so.
All right. Are you nervous about that or?
It comes in waves. I mean, she tried to put a bounty on her sister's head last Christmas.
For someone else to kill her or for Loretta?
Oh,
Loretta
no.
To
Loretta
herself?
Herself. Yeah. On Stacey's head.
Mm. She ate the last slice of cake.
Yeah. And kids do that sometimes, Loretta. It's just, it's gone from bad to worse to ugly, Dave.
Well, what age is Stacey? Because she's not.
No, she's only 12 years old.
Oh, right. She's your baby sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she did eat the last piece of cake. That was your cake?
That was a shared cake, but, you know, I always get the last slice. Right. That is
See,
a family
Dave,
rule.
This is the problem.
You probably paid for it, though. I mean, if
yeah,
not directly,
yeah, I paid for it.
You know, indirectly.
A little breadwinner over here.
Exactly, the gravy train.
We have been very lucky, Dave, since the moment she was born.
Well, is it luck or is it, you know, child slavery? That's what I want to know.
Can't it be both?
Well, you know, a funny thing I think about kids in pop music is we don't let kids work in shops anymore. You know, you have to be a certain age. Yeah. But then we let them be movie stars, pop stars. We force them to work. They don't have any say. Loretta's turned 18 and she wants to get into professional killing.
And yeah, you know, maybe if they let kids work, they wouldn't have so much time to be typing up their mean little comments and I wouldn't have to kill them.
That wasn't really the direction I was going. No, I was sort of saying the other way that
maybe
people
they
like
should
you
be working.
Shouldn't be forced to be a pop star from the age of zero.
Well, she wasn't
or whatever.
Forced, Loretta. I think we can both agree on that. You have
well,
an amazing talent.
She didn't decide it when she was 0 years old that she was going to be a recording artist, in fairness, Amy.
No, but I mean, look at the life I've given you.
Okay, I want to bring on one of your future hits, what do you call them? People that you're going to kill, I guess. Snake Meany. Snake, is that your real name or is that like a Twitter handle?
Yeah, it's my real name.
All right, Snake.
That's my name.
Yeah, no, it was just a question. I wasn't
Hello,
accusing
Snake.
You of anything.
Hey, Loretta.
So, Snake, would you consider yourself like a stan of Loretta's or a troll or what are you?
I was a number one fan.
Yeah.
And then our last album, I said, I just said I wasn't as good as the one before that. I said it.
That's all you said.
I said it. She names her. She says, I didn't even tag her in it.
Are you a professional music critic, Snake?
Well, yeah, I like to think I am, yeah.
Well, sorry, now, you like to think you are, or are you getting paid to do it professionally?
Well, I
answer the question.
Twitter has a lot of it. I have a lot
that's
of followers
not,
and I have 428
you're
followers.
Not, you're not a professional, okay? What right do you have to go on Twitter and criticize
I have
this
junior
woman?
Cert, though. I just have to
get a job.
I will.
Get a job.
I did very well in my junior year, so I'm just, after that then, I think I can make money off it.
Well, you're not a professional yet, and I think you've no right to be going on Twitter and saying that Loretta's most recent album, where she mimics whale song, isn't as good as the previous albums, which were mostly nursery rhyme based.
She didn't even work with real whales to do it. That's what annoyed me. Do you know what I mean? Like, you need to platform these whales as well. You know what I mean?
You're saying that she's deplatforming whales by,
exactly,
by
she's
appropriating
making money.
Their song.
She's making money off whale music and she's not even consulting with any of them.
Do you have any idea how difficult it is to get a whale to fill out a
risk assessment?
Well,
that's not an excuse. That's not an excuse, Amy. Did you even try?
We did. We went to Greenland. She vomited the whole way over.
I did, yeah.
It's very difficult to get there. We tried.
Did you swim with the whales, Loretta?
I did swim with the whales.
We were trying to get rid of her.
Did they speak to you?
They sang to me.
Right. And did they communicate to you that they were happy for you to appropriate their music and make a fortune of it?
You know what? They did say that in those exact words. And then they said, go kill as many people as possible.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. They said, we love it. We love doing it.
Had you floated that idea to them or was that their idea?
I may have whispered it. But we shared plans and secrets. They're on board.
Okay, so Snake, back to you. This whole whale thing.
Them whales don't speak for every male. If you think about the amount of whales, I just think there's so many whales out there with beautiful music to share. And why aren't we giving them a platform and just having them do their own whale music?
Snake, if you want to listen to whale music, there's plenty of Spotify playlists. I get served them all the time. Whales of summer, whales of winter.
They're not winning Emmys for it.
Sorry, Snake, are you a real snake? Are you a real snake? Or are you appropriating snake culture by...
You can't ask someone that anymore.
Oh,
you're not allowed to ask me that.
Okay.
Okay. That's,
well, you are slippery.
Inappropriate.
You are sly.
Oh, God.
Look, she's a celebrity. She can do what she wants.
I can do what I want.
So, Snake, how do you feel about the fact that Loretta is coming for you?
Like, in a way, I'm real honoured because I have been a fan my whole life and I just think she's brilliant. But, like, I just think I said it was very good. I said a 4.5 out of 5.
And it's I not just 5 think, though, is it?
But there's people saying worse things about her. And
like what?
Well,
careful now.
Give me names.
Don't give her names.
Let me think now.
Careful what you say.
Spoiler.
No, don't give her names. Spider, don't give her
Mulligan.
Names. No, you're culpable.
Mulligan. Okay, okay.
No, you potentially...
Only 4 out of 5. He didn't hear blow me at school.
Snake, you are now an accessory to his murder. Do you realise that?
Yeah.
In school, they're going to call you a rat and they're going to throw stones at you.
Well, I'm already called a snake, so I don't know if it rat.
I thought that was your given name, no?
Yeah, no, it is as well. Like, but
okay, yeah. They call you a snake because that's your name, yeah. Oh, you mean kids can be pretty uninventive, I suppose.
Well, no, my real name is Python.
Which is a snake.
Yeah, but yeah. That's what I think. They don't give... Python has more gravitas than just snake. So I just think they've really, you know, they're trying to undermine you by calling
you a snake. Yeah, fair enough. Back to you, Loretta. Do you think you'll rather kill this spider guy now or is snake still very much in your crosshairs?
I mean, I liked that snake revealed that name to me. Perhaps I could have a little bit of a sidekick. Who knows?
I could write a full list. Everyone in my school.
Everyone in your school?
And even some of the teachers won't let us listen to it when we have a free class or anything.
I'm not having...
The school got against me.
Mrs. Malloy.
I'm sorry, I'm not having rats on my radio show giving out names, snitches. I don't care whether you're a python or a snake. In my book, you're a rat. You're giving out names of your classmates. I won't have it. Amy, you've been listening here. What do you make of all this? This is pretty cool stuff, isn't it?
Dave, I'm blue in the face. I have regretted a lot of my own parenting here, a lot of my own business decisions. Have you any idea how stressful it was for me to go into that school of yours, Loretta?
Yeah.
And sit through the parent-teacher meeting? She's been on the hop ever since we came back from the US leg of the tour. Battering kids in the street. She's been brought home in a squad car more times than I've made hot dinners for my own children.
Do you regret bringing her to train with Shaolin monks when she was 7?
I do. And, you know, for a long time I was in the dark about that because I was benefiting from that as well at the time.
From your martial arts skills?
Yes, and I was zenned out of my head. Dave.
Right, okay.
It's a beautiful place.
Because you've essentially turned her into like a killing machine.
Yes, and I've no one to blame but myself.
Well, that's kind of what I was getting at, yeah.
And we have been through this at home. Our father's left me. It's myself, Stacey, and Loretta. I'm running the fan page. Mm. I'm the one trying to chase down these trolls. I've IP addresses coming out of my ears at this point. And
what are you trying to do if you get them, if you track them down? Are you trying to warn them or...?
I'm trying to warn them. I'm trying to get Loretta into rehab. I'm trying to get her vocal cords removed. Yeah.
For what?
She has become addicted to CAM medication. CAMS with a K.
CAMS. Is that like Rescue Remedy?
Yes, but a little more brandy is involved in the making of it.
So. Not like branding, like corporate branding, but like a brandy.
Actually, brandy and port.
Okay, I didn't realize they had alcoholic content.
Oh, they do, if you go to the right places. I'm trying to warn people, trying to get Loretta into rehab, and we have begun the process of getting a very private specialist to remove her vocal cords because she may have the voice of an angel, but I can't deal with it anymore.
Right. Loretta, how do you respond to these accusations that you're a CAMS addict?
I would say sleep with one eye open, Mum.
Right.
Because I'm coming for you. I'm not an addict. I just, sure, I haven't been sober for about 6 years. But
that sounds like an addict
to me.
That's
not obsessing over anything. That's not like choosing my decisions. I'm fine.
Well, you're grounded.
Now,
I'm 18 years old.
We have a recording of your mother threatening to remove your vocal cords here seconds ago. I think that's going to stand to you when this goes to court, like when you've killed her. Mm. Because that's, I mean, let's face it, that's your livelihood she's endangering.
Exactly. Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I gave you those vocal cords. I think you're very quick to forget.
I never asked for them.
I never asked to be your mother.
Well, you know, when you think about it, though, it's the kids who are like forced kicking and screaming into a world that they didn't choose, you know. So who's the real monster here, Amy?
Well, I worked in a cement factory.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, I was forced into that, too.
Into working in a cement
factory?
That's not the same as being forced into life, as being like plucked from the universe and a soul shoved into a piece of flesh and then fired out into the world.
I don't think you understand how laborious this cement factory was.
No, fair enough. I'm afraid we're out of time. I want to thank all my callers today, but I especially want to thank Ali Fox, Roxana McLean and Shiva McQueen. Guys, do you have anything you want to plug?
You can follow me on TikTok and Instagram, the usual places.
Okay. Shiva?
Yeah, I'll plug Mob Theatre Dublin. It's an improv night every Thursday in Wigwam and we have classes and really, really fun shows. Also, my social media handle, Shiva McQueen. I have stand-up shows and I put up sketches. So, yeah.
Cool. Roxana?
A film that I did a few years ago is now available on the IFI Player and International. It's called Bicycle Thieves Pumped Up. So check out that. And then my social meds, which is Nick Limo on Twitter and Instagram.
Brilliant, thank you. I have to plug a show that me and Mark Canton are doing in the International on Wednesday. This coming Wednesday. I don't know what time it's at, but check out my social media at Dave Coffee on Instagram for details on that. Thank you, guys. Thank you to the Heads Up Podcast Network for having us and to Bobby Ahern for our theme music. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening.
Phoning it in. Phoning it in. If you're in a quandary, you've got dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it in.
Fantastic, mates. We did it.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Head Stuff Plus.